Breaking news in San Mateo County right now. A 12-year-old boy swept into the water at Cal Ranch State Beach. The Coast Guard, firefighters, Harbor Patrol have been searching since about 4:30. They will continue to search into the night. Officials say the boy was with an adult and an 8-year-old when all three got swept into the waves. Two others were beaten up by the waves but then pushed back to shore. The 12-year-old was pulled more than 100 yards out. It's the second rescue on the San Mateo County coast. Earlier, an adult and two kids had to be rescued at Ross Cove Beach near Half Moon Bay. Cal Fire tells us in this case, all three were pulled from the waves. They're expected to be okay. Good evening. I'm Alan Martin. Ken has the night off.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Also right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area. Not only are the seas rough and dangerous right now, but the warm winter weather has people all over the Bay Area wanting to cool off.
Well, mixed feelings, of course. I mean, it's great to have it sunny outside, but, you know, we could probably use the rain about now.
And you're in shorts.
I am in shorts. It's a little too windy for shorts, but I think it's bearable for sure. I came from the East Coast not too long ago, and I definitely would not be doing this in January.
Meteorologist Paul Hagan, a look at our record-breaking temps. Paul?
Yeah, temperatures way above average, 20 to 25 degrees above normal today. And we're also tracking those strong winds. They're going to be with us for the rest of tonight. It's a high wind warning. It's in effect through 7 o'clock tomorrow morning for elevations above 1,000 feet. So the North Bay Mountains, the East Bay Hills, and the Diablo Range, and the Santa Cruz Mountains, sustained winds, 25 to 35 miles an hour, but gusts in that 60 to 80 mile an hour range. And that is very strong. I mean, for this time of year especially, we're talking about an unusual weather pattern shaping all of this up. For the rest of the Bay Area, it's a wind advisory that continues to 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Those sustained winds, not quite as strong as the higher elevations, 15 to 25 miles an hour, but those gusts in the 50-plus mile an hour range are going to be enough to potentially make your patio furniture, your neighbor's patio furniture, if that stuff isn't secured. And, of course, we had the warm weather today. Showed you some of the record highs right at the top of the hour. Here's some more record high temperatures. 11 different locations around the Bay Area set record highs today in the mid to upper 70s to around 80 degrees. The temperatures are going to gradually cool off as we head through the rest of this week. I'll talk about that and the potential for some showers later on this week coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, Paul, thanks. A live look at Sacramento now. Security ramped up. Law enforcement on alert for any possible armed protest leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. California National Guard has activated 1,000 troops, most of them assigned to the Capitol, working alongside the Sacramento Police, Sheriff, CHP. Today, the Sacramento mayor spoke about the show of force.
This is both intricate it is large, as it should be. And this is a situation where you cannot be over-prepared for the worst and hope that the preparation actually leads to a quieter or a non-eventful couple of days. We don't yet know whether that will be the case.
A decrease across the board tonight when it comes to coronavirus in California. The 31,000 new cases over the last day are about a quarter less than the state average. Deaths are down by more than half, and in just the last 10 days, the positivity rate has fallen from 14% to about 12%. Let's take a live look at San Jose tonight. Public health specialists are flagging a new variant of COVID-19 that's now circulating in the Bay Area and across the state.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, UCSF virologist Dr. Charles Chu has tracked the coronavirus, analyzing the genetic fingerprints of specimens taken from infected individuals and hunting for any troubling mutations. He's now seeing one on the rise.
This variant is really a sign that that we don't have the pandemic under control, and we really need to do everything necessary to bring it under control and to limit the number of cases.
The variant is called L452R. It's not the UK variant that has been making news. First recorded in Denmark in March, L452R has been very rare. However, more cases are now increasingly detected in California and the Bay Area.
This is why it's concerning that we have a variant that was actually pretty uncommon common prior to early December that since then is now roughly, 25% of all of the cases that we're sequencing.
In Santa Clara County, the variant is now linked to the Christmas Day Kaiser San Jose outbreak, as well as in jails and nursing homes.
We have had a number of large outbreaks, and this variant has been identified in those outbreaks.
It's unknown if the variant is more contagious or if there's an impact on the effectiveness of the vaccine. But what is known, surges and community spread allowed these variants to emerge in the first place.
The best way to prevent these variants from emerging in the future is really to limit the number of infections.
Dr. Hsu says it doesn't matter if you're asymptomatic. Everybody who's infected turns into a COVID virus-making machine, and that creates variants. So what can we do? Reduce infections by wearing masks, socially distancing, and if you're eligible, get a COVID vaccine.
Well, a batch of Moderna vaccine that was shipped to the Bay Area has now been pulled out of circulation. 330,000 doses. It's about 10% of California's total allotment. It comes after six people in San Diego had a severe allergic reaction. An investigation has been launched, but despite the news, healthcare workers lined up in Santa Clara County today to roll up a sleeve and get the shot.
I'm okay. I'm not worried. I trust science. There's nurses there. I know we have to stay there for like 15 minutes. So, I'm in good hands, so I'm not worried.
To find out how to sign up for the vaccine in your county or get an alert when it's your turn, head to our vaccine resource guide at kpix.com/vaccine.
Tonight, people here in the Bay Area are honoring the memory and message of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In El Cerrito, a socially distanced crowd gathered for a parade, many in their cars, some even on horseback. They say it's particularly important this year to spread Dr. King's message of peace.
We've seen so many incidents occur, not only in recent days, but hundreds, over hundreds of years. And it's important for us to keep that spirit of equity, that spirit of inclusion, that spirit of fighting for rights alive.
East Bay leaders also held a virtual rally at the MLK Freedom Center. The NorCal MLK Foundation went online with services, videos, and an arts festival.
And in Oakland, a march to reclaim MLK's radical legacy kicked off from the Port of Oakland. The car caravan went down International Boulevard towards Eastmont Mall. It was organized by the Anti-Police Terror Project. They say it's important to remember what a radical disruptor Dr. King was at the time.
If he cared about upsetting people, he wouldn't have led people to interrupt business as usual, to shut down businesses from functioning in the attempts of integration, right?
Tonight, authorities in Vacaville looking for the suspects who vandalized the police department and city hall. Investigators released these images. They are asking the public for help to identify those responsible. Last night, a group of 40 to 50 people dressed all in black, wearing tactical gear and helmets. Police say the vandals began breaking windows and doors, as well as spray painting threatening messages.
There is no room for violence. All violence should be denounced. The division and the hatred that we're all feeling, we're all tired of it. And law enforcement is tired of it as well.
A look at your top headlines. A live look at the White House tonight. Security is incredibly tight in Washington with just 2 days until President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Right now, more than 200 members of the California National Guard are on their way to D.C., including the 223rd Military Intelligence Battalion based in San Francisco. President-elect Biden will take the oath of office outside on Wednesday.
This is a very, very important day in American history, and we all have an obligation to ensure that it is as safe as possible for everybody, not only in D.C., but across the United States as well.
A live look at Capitol Hill. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris resigned from her seat earlier in the U.S. Senate.
I'm not saying goodbye. In many ways, I'm now saying hello as your vice president. But I do want to thank you for the honor of representing the place of my birth as a proud daughter of California. Thank you.
Today, Governor Newsom formally appointed California Secretary of State Alex Padilla to serve the final 2 years of Harris's term. Padilla is now California's first Latino senator. And tonight, New York's governor is trying to buy vaccines directly from Pfizer. Pfizer says it's open to the new distribution model after a slow national vaccine rollout. It's unclear it will move forward. The federal government would have to give the okay. And billionaire Richard Branson and NASA are making history. They teamed up to launch a rocket off a Boeing 747. It successfully went into orbit from Southern California yesterday. The plane is part of Branson's startup, Virgin Orbit. The rocket was underneath the wing of the plane and was carrying satellites. And Alan Virgin is now the third new space company to reach orbit after SpaceX and Rocket Lab.
Whole new space race. All right, Liz, thanks. Smashed signs, boarded up shops, thousands of dollars in damage at these businesses in Pittsburgh. Tonight, the suspect is back on the street. Police arrested Donald Gunther, accused of throwing rocks at these shops. It was his second arrest of the night. Since then, he's been released. Now shop owners are assessing all that damage. And some say it might have been worse if the owner of Al's Donuts hadn't been there to scare the vandal off. And we spoke to Al's son.
And when it shattered, he yelled at the guy with like a broom to try to get out.
The guy next door at the donut shop said he was getting ready to come hit ours, but he came out here and saved us, you know what I mean?
Take a live look at SFO, where two boys from Haiti are being detained by Customs and Border Patrol. Tonight, the family is scrambling to keep them together. They landed at SFO on Saturday after spending the holidays in the Dominican Republic. The oldest, 19-year-old Christian, goes to a school here in the Bay Area. He was traveling with his 9-year-old brother, who was going to stay here with his godmother. She came to pick them up, only to find out they had been detained. The family says both brothers have visas.
Think, Lindsay, when you went to the airport, that maybe they might be stopped or red flagged?
No, because everything like, you know, that we even had them do a COVID test.
The worst case scenario is what's happening right now. They are going to take the 9-year-old, hold him overnight, send him to a shelter in Texas.
Attorneys are questioning if the holiday could be causing the holdup. We reached out to Homeland Security but have not heard back. Well, you might want to grab that lotto ticket before the lines get really crazy. Tomorrow night's Mega Millions drawing is at $850 million, the third largest of all time. And Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is $730 million, the sixth largest ever. Both could grow before they draw the numbers.
Well, finally tonight, a bizarre story out of Oregon. A mother's car gets stolen. Then she gets a lecture from the suspect. Crystal Leary says that she left her 4-year-old son in the car when she ran into the market over the weekend. It's when a man hopped in the car, drove off, then he noticed the boy in the back. Well, he drove back to the market, found Leary, scolded her, even threatened to call the police.
I'm thankful that he's okay. And it was so stupid, and I'll never do that again. But it's that split second decision. That could just change everything.
Yeah, you heard her say the little boy's okay. The suspect ended up taken off again, and apparently he is still on the loose tonight.
Then he's going to probably get a lecture from police not to do, you
know, and a nice pair of handcuffs.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you for watching. The news continues streaming on CBSN Bay Area.
We're going to be back here for you at 11 o'clock. Enjoy the evening.